The Islamic Society of Greater Worcester says it will take the town of Dudley to court. That's after the Zoning Board of Appeals last night rejected a request to locate a Muslim cemetery on some old rural farmland. The cemetery was first proposed last January. It's drawn intense and emotional opposition. Neighbors worried that decomposing corpses would contaminate the water supply. Angry statements by some opponents triggered accusations of anti-Muslim prejudice. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, talk of a compromise for a scaled-down cemetery ended last night.
After a series of often contentious public hearings, the applicants last night expected that their original proposal to use 12.5 acres of a 55-acre parcel for a Muslim cemetery would be approved with conditions or denied on the merits. But they weren't at all prepared for how they were denied. Here's Zoning Board of Appeal member John Glynn in explaining the unanimous vote to reject the request altogether.
We only listen to people who have title to the property or prospective title.
And it did not matter that the Islamic Society had a purchase and sales agreement with the owner of the farmland they sought the permit for. According to the Zoning Board of Appeals, the ZBA, the Muslim applicant's interest was superseded by the town's interest because of the special tax status of that farmland. Thus, they had no standing, no status, and thus they were not eligible to apply for the permit in the first place, though they had applied for it back in January.
No one told us that.
No one told us that, objected the Islamic Society's representative Amjad Banasi. Why had the board not informed them at the very outset, he asked.
But you did not tell us.
Mr. Chairman, at
the time... Back came the answer from the ZBA and some opponents in the audience.
Should have talked to your lawyer.
No. Why didn't you tell us?
Should have talked to your lawyer. And the town council reminded the Islamic Society of the classic warning for anybody purchasing land. Let the buyer beware. The tone for the meeting that started with the Pledge of Allegiance and played out with the portraits of Washington and Lincoln looking onto the room was set the week before, at the last meeting of the ZBA. In a candid discussion, when the board was talking about conditions they would set for the approval of a special permit, member Roger Du Bois spoke to audience members who wanted not one burial plot on the site. He expressed his concerns about having the town sued by the Islamic Society.
We're trying to get the best deal possible for the town and protection for you people, but we cannot. I mean, unless Gary comes up with something to flat refuse it, I would refuse it tomorrow.
Unless Gary comes up with something was a reference to Town Council Gary Brackett.
If he gives us a reason to deny it, I'll deny it. I'll vote to deny it, but I'm not going to lead the town into a long lawsuit.
1 week later, Gary Brackett, was back, and he had a legal opinion that gave the Zoning Board of Appeals their reason.
Technically, in my opinion, the Islamic Society does not have the proper legal standing at this point.
Town Council argued that because the land the Islamic Society had agreed to buy was in a special lower tax classification designed to promote agriculture, the owner is required to notify the town when she's about to sell it. She has not done that. And, argued Town Council, the town has the right of first refusal to buy the land. Indeed, the town had already authorized the selectmen to do exactly that to keep it out of the Islamic Society's hands. So, Attorney Brackett argued, the town's interest supersedes the applicant's, and the Islamic Society has no standing.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
So the board made the distinction it had not voted on the merits of the cemetery. Again, John Glynn.
They have not been denied a special permit for acquiring a cemetery. They've been denied the ability to seek one because they don't have standing.
After months of meeting and offers to compromise and scale back the cemetery to meet approval, the applicants and their representative Amjad Banasi voiced frustration.
We believe the process was unfair to us because there's some legal concerns here. We're going to try to basically secure our legal rights of having a piece of land where we can bury our dead people.
The Islamic Society will now appeal the denial by going to court, and that will be one step closer to potentially suing the town of Dudley for damages, the very thing that made some members of the Zoning Board of Appeals anxious for a good reason to vote no. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.